I'm Maureen Sutter, and I've been a photographer since moving to Northampton in the mid-1980s to finish my degree in photography at UMass Amherst. As a fine art photographer, I've approached many different types of subjects, working with different cameras and films. Eventually, I had no choice but to move on to digital cameras and printmaking techniques in the late 1990s. My present work involves photographing plastic debris that washes up on the national seashore of Cape Cod. I created the 8 framed photographs of Pioneer Valley Ballet and the book describing the processes used to make them that are now part of the collection and archive. The time period the work was made was from 1986 to 1991. During this time, the Pioneer Valley Ballet School and Company had many local students of all ages. Their annual production of The Nutcracker featured a run of 9 performances, often to sold-out houses. They also had an annual spring concert with both classical ballets and new works. The quality of dancing, costumes, and choreography in all of these performances was exceptional. It took place in Northampton's beautiful historic theater, the Academy of Music. I was first asked by Pioneer Valley Ballet's director, Gail Collins, to take pictures of the annual Nutcracker audition, where literally hundreds of local residents, both students at the school, as well as adults needed for extras and children from other area dance schools, would show up in hopes of landing a part in the Nutcracker. From this initial success, I went on to photograph dress rehearsals that took place just before the actual live performances. My daughter was a ballet student at the school, and like most of the parents, I was expected to do some sort of volunteer work. It's interesting to remember how differently photographs were made just 30 years ago. The purpose of the illustrated book I made to go with the photographs for the collection is to provide a realistic description of traditional darkroom processes. Film and prints were processed by hand in trays of chemicals under the glow of the safe light. There was little margin for error, and one never knew what had been captured on film until the contact sheet appeared in a tray of developer. Doing press release photos for the company had to be done with less than 24-hour turnaround time. It required pulling an all-nighter. After photographing a late afternoon full dress rehearsal, I would run home to process anywhere from 6 to 9 rolls of black and white 35mm film. Dry in an hour, then I would begin the arduous process of figuring out which images were worthy of printing. Most dance images are recorded in 1/250th of a second. Many of them were not usable. An arabesque with a foot not pointed, a hand in front of another dancer's face. At times, it was heartbreaking. Working in a small, cramped home darkroom, with a window taped off with thick black plastic, when I was finished, the prints were dried with a hairdryer so I could get them to the Daily Hampshire Gazette by 9 a.m. This was after having them approved by the artistic director and picking up the written press release to go with them. The very best of my dance images were printed at a later time on gelatin silver, exhibition quality paper. These are some of the photographs now in the Forbes collection. 2 of the prints, Mother Ginger and Paula Chanel's, and Pas de Quatre, have been hand-tinted. While in graduate school, I was sternly advised against using such a method, being told it was outdated and sentimental, certainly not to be used by serious photographers. But I believe this method worked well with some of the dance images. It is an honor to have my dance photographs and the book describing the making of this work included in the Forbes collection. To have it available online where it can be studied and enjoyed is an additional benefit. The collected photos document the time and effort that went into making them, as well as that of these dedicated local dancers. Many of them grew up in Northampton, and some of them went on to perform with major dance companies throughout the United States. I hope these photographs capture some brilliant moments in the history of Pioneer Valley Ballet performances. These could only have been preserved with the release of a shutter some split-second timing, and of course, luck and stubborn perseverance.